And right now we're going to bring up our next performer, a wonderful writer, and her name is Suzanne Owens. Please give her a big welcome.
Hi. I'm going to read something from one of my books, Over the Edge, and my books and my CD are there, if anybody's interested. These two poems are sort of related, about how everyone is connected through time. This one is called The History of the Earth, If the Time Frame Equaled an Hour. The last 10 minutes of the hour would equal animal life, and the 1/100th of the last second of that hour would equal human life. The history of the Earth. The Earth does not love us. It does not hunger for our books, our bones, or thirst for our genes. You don't know you've been asleep until you wake up. I can feel the cold air falling on me. We must learn the art of being fake, to say the word death. To say death is to touch a hot iron and not pull your hand away. Every time I look in the mirror, I think of you, enumerating how many good years remain. Oh, it's becoming very clear, you said. We all die, isn't that perfect? Now every birthday is a big one, and they never tell you what road you're on. Do you remember when the train was inoperable? And we walked down the aisles of four empty cars, you said, this reminds me of Kafka tonight. I wanted to say, oh, forget it. Let's walk along the tracks. Perhaps they'll lead us to the next town in another galaxy where every second is an hour. We'll learn about the mystery, discover the source of our own beings, but if the history of the Earth is an hour and we have existed no longer than a millisecond, I ask you, why? Why do we unlock our souls to write of it with music? Thank you. And this is about the same sort of theme, more than 1 million known species. And I have seen small body indentations in the grass where the brown hair has let the field take form around it. Unlike the rabbit, it doesn't burrow and needs no nest. And the zinnias sway immortal all summer until the morning you open the door. Hauntings, frost-wrapped colors still attempting to stain around groutings of ice. The Sirius counterpoints sunsets, blooms lascivious through a single night while we sleep, then dies with zodiacal light. Your constellation, a graceful complication, you let go like a kite. Mine, one small line I float on from point to point. We all share one lottery ticket and departures. Of what purport the scratch between our differences? Our numbers match, envisioned by a nickel. It happens within a dialogue, within the diverse meanings of mystery and fables. Solid ice dissolves around a jawbone. Dark matter, although invisible, is there, 10 times greater than the things we see. Thanks.
Thank Thank you. One more hand for Suzanne Owens.